switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. Once again, I'm glad you could join us for another Spirit of Faith Netcast. It's been several weeks since we've had a netcast, and it's just been a very busy time. Lots of things happening here at the first of the year. Once again, welcome to 2009. I know people are beginning to settle into that year. I don't know if you're like me, but it takes me a while to get used to a whole new year. You know, you start writing in on your checks and things like that. Sometimes you forget and put the whole year. Well, I'm still getting used to the fact that it's 2009. And as a matter of fact, just a little bit of trivia. The last netcast had the copyright date of 2008 instead of 2009. So I even caught that after the netcast was over. But we've got it corrected now, so we can relax. Everything's okay. Anyway, you know, getting into a new year, you break into these new things and things are happening and you're thinking about the future. You're thinking about the direction for this new year. And we've already talked about the fact last time that Brother Kenneth Copeland has said that 2009 is the year the glory will shine. And I'm already beginning to see a lot of things that are just breaking through. Things that, you know, have been kind of tentative in the spirit are just breaking through this year. And there's a lot of excitement. I know at Faith and Victory Church, we've got a lot of folks really excited about the Word of God, excited about the vision of Faith and Victory Church. And I'm sure it's the same at your church. Things are just happening in the spirit. So I'm looking forward to an exciting year this year. Now, I want to tell you about a couple of things. One thing in particular, I kind of intimated at it the last time, hinted at it on the last netcast, that we got some big things in store. One thing that I want to do is, as you know, I'm constantly trying to improve the netcast. And one thing I want to do is go to HD format. Now, from a technical perspective, that is a 16 by 9 image ratio as opposed to a 4 by 3 image ratio. Now, you may, what does that mean? Well, it just basically means movie format as opposed to TV, what we used to think of as the TV format. And you say, well, why do you want to do that? Well, because we always want to do everything we do for the Lord in excellence. And so we're always trying to improve. We're always trying to move to another level. And I think you ought to do that spiritually, and I think you ought to do it in service for the Lord as well. So we have our eye on moving toward HD. It's also going to allow us to do some things with regard to Faith and Victory Church, because I want to take the same technology for the HD netcast on here on Word of Faith and be able to use it over at Faith and Victory Church as well. So then you'll be able to hear Pastor Ed's messages as a video netcast on the internet as well. And I know most of you that listen to the Spirit of Faith netcast and watch the Spirit of Faith netcast also listen to the Faith and Victory podcast. And so I encourage you, if you pray about this and you want to get involved, you're basically helping two ministries at once. I mean, hey, that's pretty good. But at any rate, what I want to do is get the necessary HD cameras to do this. Now, the great thing is we've already got enough money in the bank for half of the first camera. About $250. Let's put it that way. It's going to be about, well, it's actually $599, so it's almost $600 a piece. And that's an amazing price. It's almost half off on these cameras. And, of course, it's going to take two of them. So we're looking at about a budget of about $1,200 for these two cameras. And I'm just believing that there are people out there watching right now, you know who you are, that are interested in being part of this project. And so I'm just presenting it to you, making it available to you. If you want to be a part of the project, all you have to do is look over to the, actually it's over on this side. There's a button as you're watching on the internet. If you're watching through our streaming video page on the internet, then the button over there that says donate, you can click on that button and you can donate to Word of Faith Ministries. It is tax deductible and it will go toward the HD cameras. And as I say, you'd be helping Faith and Victory Church and Word of Faith Ministries both, and other ministries. I mean, that's the thing about Word of Faith Ministries. As I mentioned last time, our vision is to proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, which includes helps ministry to other ministries, and then train people to fulfill the Word of God. So part of that second part of the vision of showcasing ministries is where we want to be helpful to and supportive of other ministries to reach the world with the gospel. I just saw this week that there are, just matter of fact, this morning I read this, that there are now 1.5 billion internet users in the world. 1.5 billion. That's hard to get your mind around that big a number. But basically, those people that are out there on the internet are potentially capable of watching this netcast, hearing the Word of God ministered in this way, and it's exciting to think about that. It's exciting to think of that potential audience out there that we can reach through this netcast and through the Faith and Victory netcast and all the other things that God's got in store for us. And this has been developing for years, and I just believe that this is going to come to pass this year. So you set your faith with mine that that's going to happen. And as I say, if you want to get involved, you can click on that donate button. You can. There's also another page that will take you right to the donate page here on the web page. Now, that would be over on this side, that side of the page as you're watching this. And that's over on the buttons down the left side of the page. One of those is donate to the ministry. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to pray about that. If you don't feel that you should get involved, that's fine. There's no problem there. But I just want to make that opportunity available for that if you want. Now, today, I want to start a new message, a new series on the blessing. Now, Brother Kenneth Copeland has been talking about the blessing. We are, as believers, living in the blessing. Now, you'll notice the article that I have on the website, Living in the Blessing, the blessing is capitalized. That's because we're not talking about just being blessed generally. We're talking about living in the blessing of Abraham, living in the blessing system. And so we want to start today on that message. And I don't know, maybe probably get at least next week, maybe even the week after, before we finish up on this message. So let's begin right now. This message on living in the blessing. Now, before we even get started, I like to define our terms. Okay, the Greek term for blessing is eulogia. Now, it's transliterated into English. Obviously, it's written in Greek, which is Greek characters, but transliterated into English as eulogia. It comes from a word meaning fine speaking, that is, elegance of language. It means commendation or eulogy. You know, when you eulogize over someone at their funeral, you speak well of them, you know, oh, he was a great man, he did these great things. Well, that's a eulogy. It's a commendation. That is reverentially adoration. I'm still reading from the definition here. Religiously benediction, by implication consecration, by extension benefit, or largesse. The interesting thing about the word largesse, it typically means something above and beyond, something that's outside the normal, that's big, okay? Blessing, which is the way we would, of course, use it in the English, is blessing. And all of that is the definition from Strong's Concordance. Now, to break this word eulogia down into different parts, the first part is eu, good, and logia, words. So the best way to break it apart is to understand that it means good words. In other words, you're speaking good words over someone. That's what, if you think about it, that's what a eulogy is. You don't usually get up and eulogize somebody by saying, man, this guy was a dog, you know? I mean, he was terrible. You don't say that at somebody's funeral. No, you speak well of them. As the old saying goes, speak well of the dead. You know, you eulogize them. You speak good words over them. Well, that is speaking a blessing. speaking good words. Now, here's what you got to remember about words. Remember what we said about words before. Words are containers of power. Words are carriers. They carry power. In this case, since we're talking about the blessing of God, words contain the power of God. When we speak good words over someone or something or you know, whatever the situation is, if you are blessing with your mouth, you're speaking good words over that thing, that situation, whatever it might be. Now, what about the Hebrew word that's translated blessing? It's berakah. Now, the English transliteration, B-E-R-A-K-A-H. And once again, if it was written in Hebrew, it'd be written in Hebrew script. So that's why I say the transliteration here. It means benediction, which is similar to the Greek meaning. It also, by implication, means prosperity. And I love that about the Hebrew word translated blessing. Part of the meaning of the word is prosperity. Well, that just makes good sense. If you're speaking good words and you're speaking the word of God, you are going to operate in the blessing, and that's going to involve prosperity. Another part of the definition is blessing, liberal, pool, like a pool of resources, present, as in something you would present to someone as a present. Now, if you look at the Word of God and look at how the word here, blessing, is used in Scripture, you'll find out that the greatest blesser is God Himself. God is a blesser. Now let's look at Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. God says that in blessing, I will bless thee. Now remember what we've read here about the definition of blessing, speaking good words. So let's just put that in there for sake of understanding. In speaking good words over you, I will speak good words over you. Amen. See, now you can begin to understand what he's doing here. Why he uses the phrase, that in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Now he's talking here to Abraham. Abraham's seed, his descendants, were going to be as the sands of the seashore. They're going to be like the stars of heaven in their number. Now, Abraham was believing for one son to be born to him by Sarah. That was the promise of God. So it just boggled his mind to think that he would have descendants like the sands of the seashore and like the stars of heaven. So many. He would multiply. See, God is a multiplier. What you got to understand about the blessing is not addition. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here because this is later on in my notes. The blessing is not addition, it is multiplication. You've probably heard the story about somebody who takes a penny, and every day they double that penny with another penny, and then the next day, of course, to double it, you'd have to add two, so that would be four pennies, and so forth and so forth and so forth. In very short order, you would have millions of dollars from just doubling, doubling, doubling. That exponential multiplying is the blessing. So, God says that in blessing, I will bless thee. I will multiply thee. I will increase thee. God is a multiplier. He is a blesser. Amen? So, he is by nature a blesser. He is by nature a multiplier. He increases you to bless you. Now, just as an earthly human father wants to bless his children, God wants to see his children grow and prosper. There's not a good father that wants evil for his children. I know a lot of people have taught that God wants evil for his children. That is not the case. God wants you blessed. He wants you prospering. He wants you healthy, healed, and whole. God is not only a good father, he is the best father. So, there's no question that God wants to bless you abundantly. Now, here's another thought about the blessing. We'll have to leave it here because we're running short on time this week, but another thought about the blessing that's amazing is the blessing comes upon you and resides upon you as a believer. The reason I want to point this out is you need to realize that your employer, if you work for an employer, a company, your employer is blessed for your sake because the blessing rests upon you and the blessing is tangible. That is, it has an actual substance to it, if you will. Genesis 39:5 says, "And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that God blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake." Now, this is talking about Joseph here and his employer, but substitute yourself here. Now, in my secular job, I work for High Point Regional Hospital. So I'm just going to put myself in this verse, so to speak. I'm going to say, High Point Regional Hospital is blessed for Bill Bailey's sake. You say, how can you say that, Dr. Bill? Because this is how the blessing works. The blessing rests upon me as a believer. And because it rests upon me as a believer, my employer is blessed. Now, in these current economic times, with everything that's happening in the financial realm, you need to exercise your faith in this area for your employer. Now, if you've had people at work, and I know I have, I've had people at work, and they say, oh, what are we going to do? What if they start laying us off? You know, I don't even think in those terms because I'm there at work. The blessing is upon me, so the blessing is upon High Point Regional Hospital. You say, man, Dr. Bill, isn't that egotistic? No, it has nothing to do with ego. It has nothing to do with me individually in and of myself and my, you know, great standing or anything like that. All it has to do with it is that I am a believer. I am born again. Since I'm born again, since I'm a believer, the blessing of God is upon me. Since it is upon me, not through any great act on my part, but since it's simply upon me, then where I work is blessed for my sake. Now let's keep reading in this verse here in Genesis 39:5. Latter part of the verse says, "And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field." Now, the house and the field is what Joseph was responsible for, where he worked. So, again, let's take that and put it into our terms. Always make it apply to ourselves. The blessing of the Lord is upon all of my employer's goods, wherever they are. Now, you need to stand for this. You need to make a stand, particularly in these economic times, because this is a time that you need to stand for the blessing. Well, we're out of time. I tell you, time just gets away from us. Join us next week. We're going to continue with this message. And as I said at the beginning of the program, if you want to contribute to the HD cameras, that would be a blessing to us. Praise the Lord. And I'd encourage you just to pray about that. And if you want to donate, do that. And we'll get those cameras and get some things rolling that's just going to knock your socks off. It's going to be so good. Praise God. Now, if you want to write me at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. And just let me know how the netcast is ministering to you. If you have questions, whatever it may be, write me and let me know. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on.